This is a production of the Military Families Learning Network.
Welcome to the Build Your Network, Build Your Resilience podcast. I'm Jessica Beckendorf.
And I'm Bob Birch. Thanks for listening to this podcast and for taking the time to work on your personal and professional resilience. In each of these podcasts, we'll focus on one of John Stepper's five elements of working out loud.
Today, we're going to talk about relationship building. This is probably what I would consider the heart of working out loud. Relationship building isn't always easy, and developing meaningful relationships takes time and patience. So let's get started.
You know, on the last podcast, when we talked about purposeful discovery, we asked you to identify a purpose to focus on in this process. And now we're going to focus on building a network around that purpose. I think we want to focus on that purpose because it really is different than how many of us have done networking in the past. You know, if you think about, for some of us, when you think about networking events or networking, we might think of, you know, local business after hours or something that you did at your college career fair of just kind of like gathering acquaintances and connections just at random, getting as many as you could because they all created this network that might produce your next job. But this is really a different kind of networking when we're talking about networking to build our resilience. We want to be intentional. And we also want relationships that are meaningful and deeper relationships because we know that helps build our resilience. Research has shown it that the more people you have in your life that can meet different kinds of social, emotional, and connection needs, that all adds to your overall well-being.
When you think about getting closer to the people you already know, that is also part of making more deeper and meaningful connections. But because we're surrounded by networks of convenience, we spend a lot of time building relationships within these networks, which is great. It also goes to support our resilience. But we might be missing out on being more intentional with those different things that we care a lot about, those different purposes that we want to explore in our lives. The other thing that we need to think about when we think about getting closer to the people we already know and building these deeper relationships with them, is thinking a lot about how strong those relationships are. How might including others, like new people, enrich our lives and enrich the lives of those people who are already in our lives? So there's really two different facets to building relationships. One of them is getting to know new people, and the other one is strengthening the relationships that you already have. One of my favorite books out of the positive psychology field is called Mindfulness and Character Strengths. There's a great quote in there from Ryan Nemec, the author. He says that to value is to give something our attention and therefore place our energy on it. Our relationships are one of the areas most important for our well-being and happiness. Thus, learning to place attention and value on relationships is important. Later on in the same section of that book, they go on to say that this actually includes a relationship with ourselves. So we're talking about building relationships with other people in this podcast, but underlying all of it is being able to build a relationship with yourself.
We'll definitely talk about that in future podcasts because it is an important part. There's a self-knowledge, self-reflection part of this process that's important. And one of the things about connecting with other people is really knowing yourself, right? Because the better you know yourself, the more you can generate what have been called bids for connection. There's a great exercise that will, again, we'll probably name check this exercise later in the podcast series, but from the Working Out Loud circle guides that John Stepper created called 50 Facts About Yourself. And you sit down and try and write 50 facts about yourself. And it might sound easy. I don't know. Maybe to you, it might sound easy. But once you get past sort of the typical things, you know, I have X number of kids, I work at X, it starts to get a little bit hard to come up with facts about yourself. And you really have to kind of mine those things. And one of the awesome things about that exercise, other than every time I've done it, it's been just an incredible experience and self-reflection, is that every one of those things is a potential bid for connection with others. And when we're trying to build these networks, we're not just trying to find more connections, but more connections and relationships that can be nurturing, and also more diverse connections in terms of people with different experiences than us, people with different expertise that may help us, but also in terms of the strength of the relationships, right? Not every relationship has to be incredibly strong and intimate to support our resilience. It supports our resilience to have a diversity of relationships. So those bids for connection, that knowing of yourself, really are entry points into those different kinds of relationships.
The knowing yourself part, and I know we're talking a lot about that, but it is really important. I think that that's the piece that allows you to be more vulnerable with others. And it's hard to talk about deepening your relationships without mentioning vulnerability, because every time we share a little bit of ourselves, there's a little risk there and makes us a little vulnerable. But there's also the big payoff is that we can deepen the relationship, and that makes it easier to deepen the relationship and to create more points of connection with the other person.
That idea of self-discovery is about becoming comfortable enough with ourselves to share and to open ourselves up and make ourselves vulnerable in those relationships. I mean, it's interesting. I'm wondering if you might be getting the impression that we are talking about every relationship is super intimate, and you have to share your deepest secrets with people in order to have meaningful relationships. And I don't think that's the case. It takes some vulnerability just sometimes to say hi to somebody, right? To reach out and say, I'm here and I am interested in connecting with you. Can bring about feelings of insecurity, right? If you're reaching out to somebody who you maybe view as more accomplished than you or above you in some way. So this idea of getting comfortable with yourself and being vulnerable isn't just about building deep, trustful relationships, although very important there as well, but really just building relationships in general.
Before we go into how to practice relationship development, we want to recognize that this kind of work is kind of difficult, and it can even be scary. But with practice, we can change our brain's response to how we approach or how it feels about relationship building. One way we can begin to change our response is to understand that it takes time and patience. The reason it takes time and patience is because it takes time to build trust. So it's important to have an understanding of what trust is, because trust is the most important aspect of relationship building. Two definitions I like to turn to when I think about trust is Charles Feltman's definition. And Charles Feltman was the author of The Thin Book of Trust. He says that trust is choosing to make something important to you vulnerable to the actions of someone else. Likewise, distrust is then when you feel that what's important to you isn't safe with the other person or with other people. So thinking about those things that are important to you and making them vulnerable to the actions of other people is one way to understand what trust is. Another quote that I like to use is from Brené Brown. She says, "When we trust, we are braving connection with someone." And then she goes on to say, "But first, we have to trust ourselves." Trusting ourselves is braving self-love. It's difficult to ask people to trust us if we don't think we're worthy of it ourselves.
That really brings us back to some of what we talked about in the last podcast about purposeful discovery. And I think some of the self-reflection that's present in all of the areas that have influenced our work on this podcast and the accompanying webinars in the learning experience, positive psychology and John Stepper's Working Out Loud process and other influences as well, is that this idea of self-reflection, of knowing yourself, really becomes important. And, you know, it's hard sometimes not to make it feel like therapy, not that there is anything wrong with therapy or that we don't want to feel that way, but, you know, there's sort of a balance in what we're doing here in terms of not falling too far down the rabbit hole of self-reflection, because in the end, we are trying to build relationships and build networks for our own resilience. But talking about it enough and practicing it enough that we can kind of live up to the quotes that you shared, Jessica, I think that's really important.
It reminds me of how when I think about building relationship, it's very difficult to do that without to truly build relationships with people without being authentic. And how can you be authentic if you're not bringing your whole self to the conversation or to the relationship? So I think that's why we're hitting that point so hard. But like you said, we are trying to build relationships with other people. Just want to remind everybody how important it is to also build relationship with yourself.
I'm glad you brought up authenticity. I think that's an awesome point. How do you be authentic if you don't know yourself well, and if you are trying to be the person that people want you to be, or the other people that you're building relationships want you to be, and not really being true to yourself? There's a couple things that are risky about that in this process. One is that you don't build very strong relationships or very meaningful relationships because you're not being yourself. The other one is you're doing this for yourself. We're going to talk about just generosity in the next podcast, but this is a selfish enterprise, right? We want to build these networks for our own resilience, not the resilience of someone else, not necessarily the resilience of our communities, not that that isn't in our head somewhere, but we want to build these networks for our own personal and professional resilience. And if we are not in touch with what we want and what we care about, what we want to be an advocate for, in touch with ourselves, then how can we build the kind of network that is going to support us? Because we all have unique needs when it comes to this idea of building networks for resilience. Some of us might have really great, you know, intimate relationships, strong relationships with really good longtime friends or spouses and partners or family members or even coworkers. And that part of us is being supported in that way, but maybe we don't have enough people with different experiences than ours, or enough people with new information to bring into our world, so that we really aren't very resilient. Because when we, you know, are faced with a stressful event or a crisis of some kind, and we're looking around for innovative ways to deal with it, we're kind of stuck with our close friends and close family who kind of know all the same things that we do. And conversely, you can be on the other end of the spectrum where we've got lots of acquaintances, lots of new information coming in, but when you really want to share something or you want to be vulnerable and feel like you can trust people, then maybe we don't have as many of those kinds of relationships in different contexts as we need.
Perhaps because we won't know who to trust because we didn't spend some time being intentional with deepening those relationships.
So why don't we go ahead and start building our relationship lists? Think about our purpose and to build on that and start to form a network around our purpose or purposes. So see if you can get at least 5, maybe even as many as 10 people added to your relationship list this week. One place to start is sometimes with authors, speakers, people that you know are talking about this topic you're interested in or this thing that you care about, maybe colleagues or community members who are doing the kind of work that you want to be doing or want to be involved in, that's always a good place to start. And one of the great things about the digital age is that people like authors or speakers or even politicians are not as removed from us as they used to be. But now, a lot of times those people are accessible via social media and open to, you know, having at least some level of relationship with you and being added to your network. So that's a place to start. You can even add people to your list if you don't know their names, at least for now. Eventually you'll need to know their names, but sometimes as you are trying to think of people, you might just write down someone who knows about this thing that I care about, or somebody who has had experience doing this thing that I want to do. Those are okay as well. It's a great starting place to go out and find those actual people and add them to your list.
Another thing that you can do to build up that relationship list is to play internet detective. You can search for people that are blogging or tweeting about the things related to your purpose. Just really search for anybody out there who kind of starts that spark, or who says something that you're like, hey, that's exactly what I've been talking about. Not everyone you find is going to make your list, and not everyone on your list is going to become part of your network. This is just the next small step in building your network for resilience. You're not committing to any long-term relationships at this point.
So we've taken another small step towards building our networks for our resilience by creating our relationship lists and by thinking and talking about relationships in a more intentional and maybe a deeper way than we have before. This is practicing relationship building, right? We're all practicing together. None of us are perfect at building relationships or strengthening relationships. I know that I'm not, and none of us are probably ever going to be perfect at it. But if we keep practicing and we do so intentionally, we can have better relationships, more meaningful relationships, and those can result in the kinds of connections that can support our resilience.
That's why I think it's really important for us right now to celebrate and recognize you for striving to make resilience part of your everyday life and for making the commitment to building and diversifying your relationships.
We'd love it if you could share in the conversation, the recognition, and the celebration of this process that we're sharing together. You can do that in a number of ways, including reaching out on Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag WOLResilience and sharing in the conversation that's going on there. Another way that you can get involved is to reach out to us on Anchor. You'll need to download the Anchor app for your iPhone or Android phone, and then search for Build Your Networks, Build Your Resilience. Find a message that we have there for you and leave your own audio message for us. You can leave a message or text us at 612-524-9965. That's 612-524-9965 if you want to leave us a voicemail or text us. You can email us at mflnnetworkliteracy@gmail.com. So tons of ways to reach out. I hope we haven't overwhelmed you. If you don't want to rewind the podcast and listen to that a bunch of times, just go to militaryfamilies.extension.org and search WOL Resilience, and we'll have all of this added to our homepage for this learning experience. This is a partnership that makes this podcast possible between the Family Transitions and Network Literacy teams of the Military Families Learning Network. More on both teams and MFLN at militaryfamilies.extension.org. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Jessica, for an awesome conversation.
Thank you.